Dr. Nils Dallaire, president of the Global Health Council, is attending the UN meeting. His group represents hundreds of health organizations around the world that work to improve children's health. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the best country for a child to grow up in?
The best country for a child to grow up in is a country that puts a high priority on their health, on their education, and on their protection. Countries of Western Europe, the United States, or at least portions of the United States, and other parts of the affluent world would fit that description, but many of the world's children, probably nearly half of them, are growing up in conditions where they have few opportunities early in life, and it results in very limited opportunities for the rest of their lives.
And the state of children's health around the world, has it been improving or not?
Well, the state of most children's health has improved, but a very large proportion of children, particularly those growing up in sub-Saharan Africa and some of the poorest countries of Asia and Latin America, has actually declined over the past 10 years.
Due to what, do you think?
Well, it's due to a number of things. One is the breakdown of public health measures in many of these countries, the fact that services that were available 10 years ago are not available today. There's been a progressive disinvestment in public health in these places because of poverty of the countries, because of the crushing burden of debt, and also because, frankly, children haven't counted as much as they need to.
And what kinds of health problems are they facing?
The health problems that they face are really in two sets of categories. One is the historical killers of children, which continue to rage today. Nearly 11 million children die each year around the world, and the vast majority of them die of conditions that are easily treated or prevented, such as pneumonia or diarrhea, diseases that can be prevented with simple immunizations like measles and whooping cough. Then there's a new category which is related to the spread of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today it kills fewer than a million children a year, which is an enormous number, but still a relatively small percentage. But in 10 years it could be double or triple that.
And it doesn't really cost that much money, does it?
It's remarkably cheap. It costs pennies to treat children for the most common killers. Even preventing the transmission of HIV/AIDS from mother to child is done with medication, which is quite inexpensive and quite easily administered.
Now, the U.S. and Somalia are the only two nations that haven't signed the Convention on the Rights of the Child Treaty that came out of the last U.N. meeting on children 10 years ago. Has this hampered the ability of the U.S. to play a role in children's health around the world to improve it?
Well, it's certainly been an issue that has slowed down the debate about what to do next. The fact that the United States has not been a signatory to the Convention on the Rights of the Child may not have had a direct impact in terms of the U.S. contribution to health and education of children around the world, but it certainly occasioned an awful lot of time and debate in a lot of public forums, which I think has slowed down our ability to interact with the rest of the world. But that being said, I think the United States has and needs to continue to play a major leadership role in terms of making sure that children around the world have access to basic health.
Dr. Nils Dallaire is president of the Global Health Council.